Or excuses, Gene. For me, we put ourselves in position to play a good game, and it was tight. Found ourselves down, but the team pushed as hard as it could all the way to the very last few seconds. And unfortunately, we made too many errors, and they ended up in the back of our net.
When you assess this as a six-game road trip, more like how do you kind of assess how your team performed over the tough travel and everything?
Well, I thought we were putting something together there with the three-win winning streak. I thought we actually did some good things in New Jersey and Long Island. We didn't get the result. I thought we did some good things tonight. And what I like is seeing our players compete and give it everything they have. And tonight our guys gave it everything they have, but we just made a few too many small errors that ended up in the back of our net, and it was too big of a hill to overcome. So on the whole, if you look at it like a six-game road trip, like you called it, it's 3-3, and we're happy to go back home and get some rest and get ready to take on Montreal, because I'm sure it's going to be a good game.
I know the penalty killing is something that you guys are looking at all the time and addressing, and each goal is different in and of itself, but the overall body of work.
I actually think both the goals that went in tonight were off of face-offs. That had nothing to do with anything other than, it was a 50-50 puck that ended up on their tape. And they were both a little bit different types of goals. So those things happen. I think our penalty kill since that Washington game has been much improved. And tonight it was unable to get the result, and that was disappointing. But it's an area we got to continue to work at to get better.
I think you play the Wild three times in seven games this stretch. What's your impression of them, like how they play, how they defend and everything?
Yeah, I think they're right in that range where a lot of teams are. They're figuring out who this year's version of their team is. I thought tonight was a competitive game. We had the lead twice. We were unable to hold it. We made a few errors that ended up in the back of the net. This league's a tough league. And every night you're going against top opponents. And tonight we came up on the wrong side of it.
We have world-class players on your side. What do you think of Kaprizov as a player? What do you appreciate about his game?
He's a good hockey player. Yeah, really good hockey player.
How do you think you guys are playing in relation to how you're positioned? Like, you're a couple games over 500, which is right there. You want to see more. What do you want to see more of so you can get that breakthrough?
Well, I think it's important to understand that we're battling through a little bit of adversity, which is, number one, our schedule has been what it has been. All teams go through that. We've had major injuries. Four of our top nine forwards are out. We're asking people to move up the lineup. We're learning a lot about people when you go through this. So I think we're scratching and clawing. I think our team spirit is there. But our polish of being able to night in, night out, get the results that we want to get hasn't been there. It's been what our record says it's been. The good news is that we're learning some lessons, and we got to turn those lessons into applied knowledge as we move forward. Today was what it was. As I said, I thought our team spirit, I thought our fellas battled all the way to the final whistle, and unfortunately we came out on the wrong end of it. We're going to look to get better as we move forward. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jim.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.